Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I do it all the time, and I'd be lying if I say I didn't enjoy the time. Late nights, bag rub, let the stress flow. How you giggle as I trip out the back door? Cliche, how we met up on the Thursday. Who knew I'd get a chance just by asking if you thirsty? I will say how I want you in the worst way. You say you got a man, complicated what they all say. Hey, I ain't tripping what you running for. This ain't the first or the last, what you staying for? A question I gotta ask, I'm involved too. So if you feeling in between, me too. And if you stressed or relieved, me too. I just want you flying high, no jet blue. I understand that you're going through it, and if you're better off moving on, I see it.
Where you wanna go, we can do it real slow, real slow. You know what you gotta know. I can do you better, but you know. Candlelight's good food, I'll do it for ya. Alone nights, that'll do it to ya. Me, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. You say I don't know you, let me know you. We can ride through the late nights. I know your past been rough, but live life. Many girls in your position will shut down. I just wanna see you smile when I come around. And if you come around, guarantee no going down. Only up, cause my stock worth investing now. I understand that you going through it. And if you better off moving on,
I see it.
Hey, baby, this is your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tuned.
Thank you for all those who are tuning in for the first time. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to give a big fat thank you, because without you guys, none of this would be possible. We have two amazing guests tonight. And the first one we're going to start with tonight is my bestie, International Rob B. So for all those who don't know, Mr. Rob B was in tune with us not too long ago. But it was more than a pleasure to have him back this time around, because we're going to be talking about, like, any and everything, because now that we're besties, you know how besties do. So you guys, you know, hold on tight for this one, because it's going to be fun, fun, fun. And in addition to it being fun, 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 we're going to be talking about his new EP that he has out called Progression. So for all those who don't have Progression in your iPod right now, you're dropping the ball. And if you guys just wanted to know what was just playing on the Intune Show, Better This Way by Rob B. So without further ado, I'm not going to make this like a three-ring circus, because like I said, this is my bestie. So when you have a bestie, it flows naturally. But I will get you guys in tune for all those tuning in with Rob B for the first time. We're going to take it back, then we're going to bring it forward, okay? So let's just bring him right on so we can just, you know, have some fun. How you doing tonight, Rob B?
I'm good. How you doing?
I am smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I am. I've been looking forward to this all freaking day, you know?
Well,
come on.
That's a good thing, because I've been working all day, and I've been looking forward as well.
I mean, I've been working, too, you know? It wasn't like I was just sitting here like, yeah, my bestie, even though I was, through work, you know, through it all. I was like, my bestie. So I get to chop it up with you once again and always. So, you know, that's the type of thing that a lot of people wish they could do right now, Robbie, is like just chop it up with you whenever they want to. But I get to. So there are a lot of jealous people out there and that. Why are you laughing?
No, it like
this is
beeped
what's happening.
And it like. No, it went blank for a second, so I didn't hear you, but I can hear you now.
Yeah, I said there's a lot of jealous people out there that I get to chop it up with you again, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm flattered to hear that, and, you know, hope nobody get too jealous. You know, you can find me on Twitter, you can follow me.
He follows back too, guys. That's the amazing thing about this man, okay? So nobody get too jealous.
Well,
if
how
you do, it's
now?
All okay. I'm doing well. So I wanted to, you know, just bring it, like, back a little bit and then bring it forward, because there are a lot of people who are tuning in for the first time and they really don't know. So we're going to kind of, like, go through some questions that, you know, we probably went through before, but it's all good. It's nothing like talking about yourself. I like to talk about myself.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can say the same, but I'll try. But you're a radio personality.
He's fronting, guys. He's fronting. So, for our listeners who are getting in tune with your style, your music, and your name for the first time, you know, tell us a little bit about who is International Rob B.
Well, great question. International Rob B. I like to say that I am the voice of those who are inspired, those who are self-motivated. As I go by the You Know movement, it's just a bunch of people who want to tackle on adversity head on and want to also accomplish their dreams and goals and be the one to say that nobody else, you know, can pretty much do it like them. You know, those who speak for those who, you know, have gotten their degree or higher education and done all of those things that people thought that they probably wouldn't be able to do while trying to pursue a music career, you know, that is possible. It's all possible. You can do anything that you set your mind to. So, you know, that's who I represent, and my music is just something that's just fresh and smooth and laid back, nothing forced, and, you know, that just pretty much, and it just represents me.
Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Get Lifted, you know, real quick, because, you know, the promo was crazy. You know, just like, you know, with you coming on the show tonight, it was just like, you know what, I don't have to do much. You know, usually I have to take it and force people to retweet and tweet their links and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying, Bessie? But no, not his team. Okay. Not even.
Well,
so shout out
I mean,
to, you know, Get Lifted Entertainment for, you know, the love the promo and, you know, Team Raw B and all that smoothness. Because, like you said, smooth Raw B.
Now, the team is monstrous. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better situation and better timing. You know, I look at the phone. If I don't look at my phone, you know, for a good hour, I see, you know, 15, 20 emails and new interactions. I mean, and it's good to know that things are in motion and movement, you know, especially for an artist. You know, it just makes you feel like you're actually doing something and accomplish something. And everybody, you know, they don't want to check their messages and then there not be anything there. So, you know, to get lifted movement is ridiculous. It's expanding day by day and something that I definitely feel confident in that, you know, if you hadn't heard, you will.
Definitely. So a lot of people wanted to know because they, you know, all started paying attention that you were coming back on the show. And you know how it is the first time out when people are just tuning into a show. Some people just like to listen more so ask questions. But, you right. know, surprisingly enough, my email was kind of like a little crazy pants this week because I have some questions for people. Why are you laughing at me, my terminology? Yeah,
crazy
it was crazy
pants.
Crazy pants. Yeah, definitely. So for all those that don't know, Miss P has like 50 million pairs of pants that, you know, I name people those things. So it's like direct but indirect at the same time. Because I know for sure that we all probably have a pair of those pants, like crazy pants, silly pants, you know, things of that nature, because we all have these moods and moments. So, yeah, today I have on my playful pants because I'm with my bestie.
It was good to have on.
Exactly. They fit well. They fit well. So one question was, what's your ultimate goal? Which you kind of overall, you know, put it out there for us. But, you know, just for the sake of argument, I don't want to get jumped walking down the street. So I'm going to ask all these questions, even if they may seem repetitive. I don't want to get jumped. This happens in New York. I just want you to know that. So what's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is I think it's just more than meets the eye. It's more than music. You know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people, you know, who doesn't want to be rich and famous and drive nice cars and be able to do what they want to do at any time. I mean, I think it's just more than that for me. It's, you know, it's obviously to make sure my family is secure, you know, and comfortable. You know, we don't have to be living like the Joneses, but comfortable is something that, you know, we all strive for. You know, and so, you know, just to get to that point and be able to do other ventures that I want to do other than music, like, you know, obviously I majored in animation and studio art, excuse me, while I was in college. So one of my dreams is to open up an animation company, you know, do that sort of deal and just any other business ventures that I can do, you know, especially to help out my family, you know, especially to actually give them an opportunity to have dreams pursued that they've always wanted to do but never had the means of doing. I think that's just my ultimate goal.
Absolutely. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask a question that someone sent me, and then I'm going to ask my question in between so we could balance it out. So my question
awesome.
To you, yeah, because, you know, I got to throw myself in there. So, you know, with that being said, how has the reception been since you released your EP Progression?
Well, I do have to correct you. The EP hasn't released yet.
Well, thank you for the correction, you know. I need to be corrected sometimes, guys. It's okay. I'm not
sometimes,
perfect.
Right? No, well, I mean, it's coming soon. It's something that, you know, I'm definitely working diligently on. I mean, pretty much, I would say 75% of it's done. There's a couple of more songs that I'm, you know, fine-tuning up and making sure they sound crisp. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking, you know, sometimes we give definite dates. It's hard to keep them up. But I'm looking sometime within the next month, 2 months. I was shooting towards Labor Day, a weekend. So, unfortunately, we got to wait a little longer, but it's coming.
Okay, so let me rephrase that then, since I've been corrected so nicely and smoothly, which I like, by the way. Thank you for that. How has the reception been since it's better this way? Well, better this way, excuse me, correction
well,
again.
Well, it is better this way, but
it is.
Now,
I agree.
It's been crazy. I mean, starting with the first single we on, the reception has been humbling, and with this reception, it's has definitely been great. I think I've gotten an opportunity to really kind of reach more fans and supporters than I ever had. More of the younger crowd, you know, those who likes the hip hop and R&B, you know, combined it. Getting a lot of love. I mean, it's one of those situations where, you know, you may see it being posted or you may hear about it, but until you really listen, I would say 9 times out of 10, you're going to like it. I mean, because it's just something that's original, fresh, and something that people can relate to on a day-to-day basis. And I'm pretty sure if you're old enough to have a relationship, you've probably been through it before. So the reception is real homey and humbling, and I can't wait to, you know, to kind of get it out to more and more people and see what they think about it.
Definitely, because I'm really into this particular track the most, better this way, because of the flow, the feel, the lyrics and things of that nature. It's more on a, you know, to me, like that grown and sexy thing, if I may say so. I don't know. I'm just really feeling it. Maybe it's because I'm a senior citizen. So certain tracks, you know, appeal to me differently. And I like your other music, and I definitely like, you know, Nobody, you know, because I, you know, I kept on hitting that up on YouTube. So all of those that have yet to look at, and I liked it and I tweeted it, you know, Rob Beats channel. Tell them what the channel is, Robbie.
Oh, well, the channel is for the YouTube. It's just pretty much just International Rob B, how it sounds.
And how it's spelled, guys.
And how it's spelled as well. but you can go check that out, and you can see a lot of videos, not a lot, but all of that I have up there. Or you can go to the website. It also has the direct YouTube channel there, which is internationalrob-b.com. So you can get it for whatever you need as well. So
definitely, because you know what? I have that site up now, and I was so happy to have came across the site because it's so cool. So shout out to everybody who had something to do with this whole site, because it's really, like, sexy. It really is, I must say. It's really sexy. I'm just saying. I like the way it all shakes up the stuff and bring it to the next thing. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're listening to the beat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Ellie, she's actually somebody who's real talented. You guys should hit her up. If you go to the website at the bottom, you can actually see the phone number where you could hit her up for anything that you need, because she does literally everything. And she's always looking for new clients and to be able to expand. It's one of those people where if she doesn't know about it, she's going to find out and be able to do it. So it's a good thing to have, you know, somebody like that at your fingertips, where you can just shoot them some things and they can update it at your leisure and things of that nature. So I'm blessed with that.
Definitely. It's definitely a good look. And just for fun, you guys should be getting an email from me, you know, just for fun, because I had to let you guys know that I checked it out. I checked out everything thoroughly, Robbie. I even looked at your happy birthday wishes video.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that was something that I just wanted to experiment and just put it out, you know, not looking to get any type of view, just being funny, because that's how I like to be. And people have been, people checked it out, which was cool.
No, definitely, because you know what that meant to me. I mean, beyond just, you know, just doing you and having fun and being playful, whatever, beyond that, I just thought that was kind of cool how you took the time to even put that all together. You know what I mean? Like, hey, thank you guys for the birth. I'm like, aw. You know, big hugs to you for that, because a lot of people are not thanking you for anything. It's just like they feel obligated for you to tell them it's their birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, until you actually have an opportunity to, you know, be in that situation where you're getting a lot of love and, you know, you really don't know what type of response you're going to get when you actually put something like that out. You know, some people may think, oh, he's full of himself. Or some people may think, oh, you know, he's being modest and you know, it's genuine. You know, I do like it. You know, and so when you do this type of deal, you know, you got to kind of look at it both ways. You got to be optimistic. But you got to know, you know, some people are going to find the good out of it. Some people are going to find the bad. But you just hope that it balances out more towards the pros than the cons. So, you know, if someone always wants to be thanked and appreciated, and, you know, that's my job, and I can never do that enough, because just by listening and clicking on the link to view any of my items or songs or videos is a blessing, I think.
Definitely, definitely. And, like, I always try to stress to people out here when they're talking about I have, like, 50 million views. Like, you can buy views, so I'm not impressed. I just want to put that out there to the world. You know, like, I have 2.K, like, followers. I'm not impressed because you can buy those, too. You know, like, I'm
exactly.
learning. Don't ever world put crazy. Me on something and have me, like, observing because now people are tweeting me, hey, Intune Show, buy such and such followers. And I'm like, buy followers? You know what
buy.
I mean? Like, this is
like,
a shock
whoa,
to me. What do you mean buy them? I'm not buying anyone to follow me. Let me stay with my little five people and I'm good. Okay. Whoever wants to follow me will follow me. And you know
shout
what I mean?
To the five
like,
people.
I don't. Exactly, the five people that, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not going to force feed anyone to get in tune with me, you know? Like, you be where you want to be in this life, and that's it. So only amazing, awesome people, like all the ones that I'm connected to, will be in tune. And slowly but surely, people will trickle in. That's how I feel like life is, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. So putting music aside for a minute. You know, many people wonder, because this is like I'm reading through the questions that, you know, were sent, and I'm just kind of like summarizing it to one question so I'm not being redundant. But, you know, putting music aside for a minute, many people wonder what you do for downtown.
At downtown?
For downtime.
Downtown?
Like,
oh.
Downtime.
I
like,
party, you know, pop some bottles. Nah, I'm playing. Downtown.
That sounds like my type of party. That's my type of downtime.
Now, I mean, you know, I have a new addition to the family. You know, little Amaya. She's gonna be 2 months coming up soon on the 13th. So, I mean, all of my downtime is consumed, but I love it. You know, it gives me opportunity to think about something other than myself. You know, and you know, as bad as I want to, you know, be successful in what I want to do, you know, I have someone else to think about and other, you know, other, I would say, rules and goals to, and, you know, things of that nature to instill in her and how I want to raise her and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to spend my downtime with family, and I really try to do that because I always think about it. Because you got to have a dream. You got to visualize things before it happens. So, you know, I always think of myself, when I do have to go on tour and things of that nature, you know, it's going to be a lot of that time where it's going to have to be juggled. So, you know, obviously with that being said, I want to spend as much time as I can with the fam, you know, so that way we can build that bond. And so, you know, we're good when that happens. So that's how I spend
wow.
my time.
Wow. 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 And yet only one of you. I mean, really, though? I have to have a talk with your parents because one of you is really, really wasn't enough. It really wasn't enough. You know, I can have 10 besties just like Robbie and I will be okay. Definitely. I'm not even joking.
Well, thank you. Well, thank
no, I'm so
you.
Serious. You are the best, honestly. I mean, your attitude, your approach, your ideas, you know, everything that you put out there from the first interview to this interview is just like, that's why I think I was so excited about it, because I knew you were going to have like a lot of awesome things to say. And it's always gratifying to be able to talk to someone that's awesome. So, I mean, come on. Come on.
Double
really?
Awesome.
Double awesome. That's
good.
What I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's what
well,
I'm saying.
Thank you.
So,
I mean, you're far too kind.
I know, right? Someone called me a booty kisser the other day, and I said, really, though? I don't
oh,
do all
really?
That. In a playful way, guys, in a playful way. But at the same time, because it's like, you, everyone is so awesome to you. I'm like, no, correction. Like, you know, International Robbie corrected Miss P earlier about the EP. No, correction. I don't kiss everyone's behind or anyone's behind for that matter. If I think that you're awesome, then you're awesome. If you suck, you suck.
Well,
period.
No. I mean, and obviously, you know, your credentials. You know, your credentials speak for itself anyway. I mean, obviously, anybody who is in tune, you know, they know, you know, what you do and who you interview and things of that nature, and that speaks for itself, you know what I'm saying? So, point blank.
Period. Hashtag period. No.
Triple exclamation point.
Stop it. Okay, stop, because I'm going to start just going into this laugh, and y'all hear that laugh on the drop. Y'all not ready.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I heard it on the drop.
So, of course, the question will remain for all those who don't understand. What does International Raw B stand for?
Great question. Now, it's, you know, I get that, because people, you know, you hear the International Raw B, and some people assume it's foreign and this and that, and I get a lot of that. But to sum it up, long story short, my mom used to call me Robbie when I was younger. So, you know, I always wanted to have something a little bit more personable, something more close to home. So when you think of it as an MC, like Jesse, Jay-Z, and things of that nature, a more MC approach would be Rob B. So, you know, I went ahead and kept it simple like that. And then the international part, you know, pretty much in the southern region or the state of Florida or in my area, I would say, and I've heard on many occasions that my music sounds different. You know, it sounds different than a lot of people's, especially if you go to a show and you hear mine in there. So it pretty much kind of sticks out. And whatever we see that sticks out or doesn't seem like the norm, we think of it as being foreign. And when you think it's about something being foreign, you think about something, you know, international. And so I just picked up on that, and I felt like, you know, it would fit me perfectly in my style and what I'm trying to get across as far as what my music stands for. I thought International Ride B would be something that would be catchy, would catch people's eye, and, you know, it would mean a lot as well.
Absolutely. So you have, like, your video, Nobody, and I'm going to keep going back there because I'm digging that one. You know, you was dressed all, you know, hot. You know, you dress very well, period, but, yeah. I was feeling that. Then it was like, you know, all your boys and everybody got a shout out on the video and writing, you know, that was dope. I was feeling that. So who dresses you? Like, is it like, do you just pick out your own clothes? Like what happened? Like what happened in the stores? Cause I need to understand this. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's very funny. You know, unfortunately I'm not at the stage where I have my own stylist and designers. However, you know, I don't know. I'm a weird shopper. Like, I'm one of those who I go in the store. I don't even try to none half the time because, you know, I just want to spend my time doing other things. You know what I'm saying? So, real picky shopper. I'm one of those. If I see jeans for $100 that are name brand, I think I can get five pair of jeans for $100. So I'd rather get five pair of jeans than one pair of jeans. So I'm one of those. And if I see a shirt and I'm like, okay, I like this shirt, but then I like this shirt, and then I see this, and I see, it's very, very tough for me to pick things out. So the majority of the time I have people, such as my wife, she picks things up out for me. And then I have a friend where I would, one of my close homeboys, where I'd literally give him $100. He works at a clothing store. $100, $200, and he'd pick out four or five shirts, because if I didn't do it that way, then I probably wouldn't get anything accomplished. But as far as actually putting the clothes together when I put them on, I can take credit for that.
I'm telling you, I mean, I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, what's happening here? Because I'm not even that fresh every day. I try, but I'm not that dope. That's not true. I'm like, really? This is what he does? Embarrass me, my own best friend? Like, really? This is,
Nobody video, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to be different. I'm trying to find my own way, trying to be different. You know, there's a lot of crazy styles going on, if I may say. You know, I've always been classy but edgy. If I may say, smooth but a little rough around the edges. So you know, I'll wear the Levi high top, sort of the Converse, you know, with a winter sleeveless bubble jacket with the Goonie shirt from back in the day with some Levi 501. Like, I'll wear that crazy stuff like that, or I'll wear the jean shorts with the high socks and the high Converse.
Yeah,
wear them like sneakers. You know, I just try to do crazy things. You know, not because I'm trying, you know, but just because I'm trying to just do me, and it's something that I've been doing for a while. So I don't know.
Right, definitely. Well, it's definitely a good look, and the shades are banging. Like, I'm a shade hat accessories girl, so shades are, you know, my thing. So definitely was filling the shades. The whole thing was a good look, let's just say that. So, you know, Nobody is right up there with, you know, Better This Way, and I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, let him keep it up if he want to, because I'm gonna be just like, you know, tweeting it every day where he's like, all right, now, you know, I'm on to the next like 10 albums, and you and you still tripping off of this, like, catch up.
That was a fun video. Shout out to Ray Morales. who actually directed the video. I mean, it was done like in a, he came up with that probably like in a half a day. You know, one of those situations, it was like, yo, I got this new equipment, you want to go shoot? And he's doing very well for himself. He's out there in New York and Philly doing this thing as well. But, you know, it's just something that was just put together, and, you know, the whole vibe. You know, I had D-Squad with me. My boy Chappelle was out there with me, J.O., my producer, and Ron. You know, they came out, and, you know, it just made me feel good that people wanted to be a part of this whole video and this whole process of progression, which I talk about, you know, and it actually came out pretty good. It looked official, got a lot of good views, and a lot of good talking about it.
Definitely. So I was just asked to ask you about your backpack. So what is it about this backpack that I need to tune into?
My book. Oh, Jesus. That's a great question. That's great. No, because a lot of people ask me. I know I got a couple of listeners who talked about my book bag as well. I'm not going to say no names, Mark.
Okay.
Anyway. But no, no, actually, I mean, I'm a big Tim Burton fan. Like, probably one of the hugest Tim Burton fans that, you know, that people will know. I got some tattoos of some of the best videos, Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride. And I'm, you know, as I mentioned, I majored in animation and studio art. So, I mean, I'm real animated. I like bright things. I like things that don't make any sense, that are ambiguous, a term that we use in the art world. So, you know, anything pretty much Tim Burton, I wear. And so I always carry a book bag with me because I'm one of those people where you never know where you're going to be at, who you're going to meet. Somebody says, excuse me, they say, hey, Rob, you want to go to the studio? Let's drop something real quick. All right, cool. In my book bag, I got my, and I know I shouldn't be saying this because somebody might rob me, but I got my iPad, I got my iPod, I got my flip recorder, I got my headphones, Beats by Dre, shout out. I have a USB cord, I have my external hard drive, I have my business cards, I have some snacks, I got all my cords, all my chargers. I'm not even lying, I wish I was. But I got all of that in one book bag. And so I carry it around. People think I'm crazy, especially, you know, they just look at me and it's like, so he's wearing a shirt and tie with the Nightmare Before Christmas book bag. You know, but I mean, it's just something that I always be prepared because you just never know, you know, when
exactly.
You need to promote or where you need to do something. So, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that is very, very, very smart, period.
Oh, and
you know?
Oh, I just got a text and hand mm-hmm. lotion.
And hand lotion. That's right. Smooth. They don't call you smooth for nothing. You know, it was just, you know, it was said in the chat room, office on his backpack, on his back. Hey, there's nothing wrong with having an office on your back, you know, because that's how I am with my planner. Because, yeah, guys, even though my phone is whatever, I'm not going to put it out there because I don't like to brag about certain things, but whatever. The point is that, you know, even though it has the capability to do certain things, I don't rely on my phone because if my phone dies today, then I have no info. So I do the modern, the like the back in the day thing with the, you know, phone book with phone numbers just in case something happens. And people are like, why are you doing that? In this day and age, all you have to do is back it up onto your computer. And I'm like, really? Who has time for that? I want to figure that out. You know, don't make me crazy. So I just write everything on paper because I like to see stuff on paper, period. So I'm just like you in some sense. My pocketbook is like a travel case.
Oh, God.
Period.
I know you wear one of them big luggage book bags, one of them pocket bags. Got the eight
it's
different
true.
Slots.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Or I like one big gigantic slot with a whole bunch of stuff in it.
Oh,
with a whole bunch of, you know, I have to sit down and,
got,
and just, yeah.
You probably got $26 in change in there, too.
It's probably about six. You know, I think I got rid of some of it on some coffee and some, you know, fruit shakes, some protein shakes and stuff. So I think I got rid of most of my change, and they hate to see me coming. I'm telling you.
Pinch your pennies.
Definitely. Definitely. So which particular element or artist did you or do you draw from to help you craft your music? Even though we know that you have a style of your own, which is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's always those inspirations or, you know, people that inspire you to do certain things. And then you just take that inspiration and turn it into gold, so to speak.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, it's one of those situations where I feel like you would be foolish pretty much to say that you weren't inspired by a particular artist or you didn't do a certain thing because of a particular artist. I mean, we all are inspired by somebody, you know, and I think that's in life and in generality, if you're speaking on those terms. I think we all are inspired by somebody. As an artist, you know, we at one point we grew up, you know, we were growing up, we were listening to other music before we knew that this is what we wanted to do. And, you know, I could say there's a lot of people who inspired me growing up. It's just a matter of me just taking bits and pieces from that style, you know, Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, Twista, I could say Jay-Z, speaking about T.I., you know, Drake, even R&B artists, even though I'm not a solely an R&B artist, you know, Trey Songz and the way that they carry themselves and the way that they sound and their music and things of that nature. I mean, all those artists and groups that I've named, I think, played a role in who I am today, because anybody who knows me growing up, and I know there's some people that are listening who have heard some of my first ever songs, I mean, I sounded like everybody. You know, I sounded like Bone Thugs and Harmony, or I sounded like this and I sounded like that. But I can actually say it took all those years and all those inspirations to finally roll it up in a ball and get international Robbie. So,
absolutely. And, you know, I think that it was real big of you to just put that out there, so to speak, because, you know, it's always a thing every day. And I'm still trying to, like, you know, ground myself in a sense that nothing is original to the fullest. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Nothing to the fullest, because it's all been done a million times before, but just in a different way. So this is what I try to put out there in the universe, not only just to me, but to people out there when they be like, oh, my God, somebody did this and somebody did that. Like, okay, dude, did you really think that you were the only person who has this concept of thought?
Exactly.
No. It's not like that. So I definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, you are able to say these people, you know, helped me along the way, but now I've taken those little small pieces and turned it into International Rob B before you. And I'm loving it. And I'm loving it, definitely. So at any point, do you decide to walk away from a project and revisit it later? Or your projects are just like, you know, I have it all here and it's just all flowing?
Oh, man. I'm probably the worst at both. I'm the worst at staying in something, and I'm the worst at just, you know, leaving it behind. You know, J.O., you know, as I mentioned him again, my producer, you know, he's always telling me, you know, you want to get a couple of things, you know, together, get some solid, you know, things, you know, products and things of that nature, and you want to just put it out for the people, you know, because, and that's part of the reason why I call it Progression, this EP, because I didn't just take a whole bunch of new songs and just put it into one EP. There's some old songs on there that, and I call them old because I've done them a year and a half, and 2 years. But I want people to actually hear the progression, you know, in my voice and hear it in the songs. You know, something that I've been hearing a lot, being a reoccurring theme, is people will say, man, you're just getting better and better with every song that you put out. And that's the goal. You know, I'm humble enough to say that, yeah, you know, I was an amateur, and I may still be even an amateur to most people, and, you know, until they hear me now, but, you know, I sound it one way, you know, many times, you know, years ago, and now I sound a certain way now, so I really want to kind of get that across. And, you know, at one point it was like, you know, you'd be working on a song, and, you know, you'd sit on it for, like, you know, 6 months to a year, and you're like, oh, I'm ready to go to the next one because you think the next song sounds better. You know, that's just something that us as artists, we always are anxious to work on something new that we think is happening now. But what is happening in the past that you, you know, may have maybe looking to go, move from, maybe that's something that is different and does stand out. So I want to be, you know, that person who's not afraid to put music that people have already heard onto a new project and just progress.
Definitely. I love it. I really do. And I love you and adore you. But we're about to wrap it up, of course. And I just have, like, another question because I'm really curious about this. And I know you're currently still working on your EP, which will be releasing, hopefully, by Labor Day.
Soon.
See, I kept that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I kept it all in my head.
Right. Good plug.
Thank you. So, so far, in your opinion, because you, as the artist, you know about what you're putting forward, you know, into this EP, so to speak. So, what I'm asking is this: what do you think is the strongest track on your EP that's releasing soon? Can you just give us like a little secret, like, you know, look out for X, Y, and Z because that one's going to be, you know, whatever?
You stumped me.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm really looking forward. I mean, I got this one song. It's called Ease Your Mind. Shout out to Murda on the beat. It's a different type of track. I mean, you know, it's something that really kind of caught my eye at first, and it's real jazzy, real smooth, you know, something that I think really represents me. And it's funny because I went through a whole lot of his beats. He had me look at his beats. I went through a whole lot of them, and I swear that this one was the only one that sounded like this one. Everything else was, you know, was good in its own right, but this one was the only one that I thought that really stuck out and was like, wow, he made this? And so, you know, when I was writing to it, it was real easy to write because, you know, it's something that was very familiar, and I like to really kind of write about stories or reenactments, you know, that from my past. And I really liked it. I thought it came out good, and I'm really, you know, anxious and interested in seeing what people think about it. So I would say that. It's called Ease Your Mind. I would really say look out for that one. And I'm really looking forward to the song that I'm collaborating with my uncle. His name is Agony. It's called Catch a Dream because that's something that is kind of the summary of my life and what ultimately we're trying to do, which is catch a dream, not chase it. You know, so I would say those.
Yes, definitely. I'm totally excited about it because you know what, guys? Are there going to be hard copies available or is it just digital?
Yeah, I'm trying to release everything when I get everything as a whole, hard copies and all. I may just do it digitally at first and then come with hard copies.
Right.
Regardless, it'll be available on iTunes and it'll be available for streaming purposes on SoundCloud regardless. So even if I do it digitally first, there'll be hard copies for sure. I'm working on all of those logistics now, so.
Definitely, because you know why I'm asking, because I need my signed copy, but, you know, that's neither here nor there right now. That'll come to me because I'm the bestie. But tell everybody where they can find you, again, your website, your Twitter, anything that you on where people can get in tune with Mr. International Rob B.
Sure. Well, you can visit the website, which is internationalrob-b.com. Constant updates with pictures. Events, things that are happening, videos, new music, direct links to YouTube and things of that nature. So that's a one-stop shop deal. I'm going to be coming out with shirts and things of that nature so people be able to, you know, wear the You Know Movement type of shirt, and which I think is awesome in your voice.
Yes, totally.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Twitter, smoothrob_B. And then you can also, if you want to follow the team Twitter as well, which is TeamRob_B as well. And then what else? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much good. And then the SoundCloud is just International Rob B. We're constantly, you know, retweeting and tweeting out where you can hear that at as well.
Definitely. I just want to thank you for being so amazing because there are really no other words that I can, like, think of that can express, you know, my gratitude and love for you as an individual. You are really amazing to me on so many levels. And shout out to the wifey and shout out to the little baby. You know, she's my bestie too.
Yeah,
both of them. My
I'm looking
bestie.
before she wakes up.
Yeah, definitely. So
y'all start hearing baby crying in the back. But
right, exactly. So we're gonna cut that short because I love you, little lady, but we're not gonna have no crying on daddy's interview. So
yeah,
definitely
keep
me
in tune. Shout outs real quick.
Yeah, sure. Give a couple of shout outs.
Sorry to interrupt you. I had to interrupt.
No, that's okay, my love. Mm-hmm.
No, I like to shout out first and foremost, obviously Get Lifted, Maggie. Just doing an awesome job, and I'm very, very excited about what we're doing. And and the team that we have and surrounding and bringing in more and more supporters. Shout out to my family, obviously, for supporting me, because support is first and foremost the most important thing that you need in this deal, or it's not going to work. You know, shout out to Wifey for enduring in all of my craziness and my wishful thinking and dreams and all of the above. You know, shout out to Brandon Lamont, who was actually the producer. Jermaine Martel was actually the producer of Better This Way. Special shout out to them for upgrading my sound, as well as Ben Bascom for taking the opportunity to bless me with this opportunity to be on this type of song as well. Shout out to J.O., you know, and then shout out to you, first and foremost, for taking the opportunity for bringing me back on the show. I see your lineup, and I'm like, the Jay Holidays and all of that, I'm just like, wow. Like, you know, I feel real honored to be in this position to actually talk about my music, and, you know, just as they do as well, because, you know, they're in positions that I definitely want to get to. So a special shout out to you for taking the opportunity and, you know, embracing, you know, this friendship and, you know, supporting me 100%. It means a lot.
Thank you, and I wouldn't have it any other way. No.
Shout out to everybody else who's listening, too.
Yeah, definitely. Much love to all our supporters, as usual. But there's no other way that I would have it, International Robbie. You are the bestest, and I look forward to seeing you on Twitter and following up again with you in a few weeks with that EP.
Awesome.
Yay. So thank you so much for your time. You have an awesome evening.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, so that was International Rob B. Definitely stay in tune with him. Next on deck, we're going to have Compton's Buck, so I'm really excited to get to talk to him. It's long overdue. But before we have him on, I'm going to play She's My Baby Girl featuring Bobby Valentino. It was one of my faves, so that's why I'm playing it tonight. So get in tune to Compton's Bucks. Here we go.
Baby girl. daddy, you my love lady.
Yeah, guys, so that was Compton Buck featuring Bobby Valentino. She's my baby girl. So we're waiting for him to give us a call in. And if you're listening, it's 818-495-6975, and you will be live and in living color. Remember that show, guys, in living color? It used to crack me up. Why don't they have shows like that anymore? You know, I don't watch TV because of that reason. I just want you guys to know that. No in living color, no Miss P watching television, and that's just the bottom line. But anyway, without further ado, you know, we're going to put on Compton's Buck. And, again, that track that I just played was She's My Baby Girl featuring Bobby Valentino.
Hello.
Hey, Compton. How are you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's great to finally get a chance to talk to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. What's your name again?
It's Precious or Miss P, whatever you prefer.
Oh, Mrs. P? Right,
Miss P, MS, no misses. I'm not married.
Okay, Miss P, my bad.
Yes, just like, or Precious, whatever you like, or P, whatever makes you feel comfortable. For everyone that's getting in tune with Compton's Buck tonight, you know, whoever's been under a rock, so to speak, let
right.
them know who Compton's Buck is.
Well, I'm a up-and-coming rapper from, you know, in the city of in between rocks. In L.A., a little city called Compton. Buck is the name. I put Compton in front of the name just to separate it. And, you know, just a universal type rapper that's here to, you know, change our look in a different, diverse, like, coming out of Compton, basically.
Right, definitely. So you've been out here working with some, like, real heavyweights and stuff of that nature. Like, Bobby Valentino, I love him, actually. You know?
You do?
Yeah, I do. I love not, you know, like love him like I want to steal him from whoever. It's just like I love
yeah.
him as far as like his style, his music.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Bobby G, you know.
It's like you do? It was the way you said you do. I had to correct that. Like, no,
I was
Compton.
About to take you to know. Like, you need that? Like, you know?
Well, it's good to know that, you know, if it's someone that, you know, you're connected to, that you're so willing to give me their info. You know, I have to keep that in mind next time I see you featuring with somebody like Compton. Remember what you said? I'm
right.
holding you to it.
Got you.
So as a child, tell us, you know, how was it growing up being, you know, little Buck?
Oh, it was rough. Growing up in Compton, it's hard to grow old, you know. I stayed in the house with three other brothers, you know, single mom, my cousins in the household. You know, I tend to not go outside as far as sitting in the house, like, after homework and writing. I would call it poems then, and then it ended up being music, you know? So,
right, definitely.
Compton's rough.
Right. So how, like, what age, let's say, what age did you decide that, you know, you wanted to immerse into music? When did you come to that, you know, point in your life where that all came together for you?
Oh, probably at the end of high school when I figured I really wanted to do it. But, like, I was writing music in, like, elementary. Like, I was writing, but I wasn't, no one ever here. It was just like a self-journal type thing. You know? Like, all through, like, right after elementary and junior high, like, I didn't have the courage or nothing to hear myself or let somebody hear me rap or whatever. But by the time I got to high school, you know, we started having little rap cyphers and stuff at lunchtime, you know, betting our little $5 lunch and our own raps and all that. And then here we are here still trying to make it happen.
Definitely. So did you ever think, you know, coming from, you know, up there having, you know, the battles of the $5 lunches and stuff, did you ever think that you would ever get this far in your career?
Be honest, no. You always have a vision that you want to be something, but for me to be where I'm at now, it's like a blessing because it's real hard. But, you know, even when you got certain people that know people, it's a lot of doors, a lot of block walls put up. So it's really like a blessing the way you got to move to get where you at now. And I still got a long way to go, but I wouldn't think I'd be at where I'm at.
Right, definitely. That's humbling. So besides music, you know, because we already know, like, you know, music is your thing. But besides that, what other things are you passionate about?
What I'm passionate about? Like, what
When you're not doing music and being Compton Buck and you're just, you know, relaxing and chilling, is there anything that you enjoy doing? Like, you have, like, a hobby or anything that you like doing, cooking, relaxing?
I like to be on motors. I hit the lake. I like jet skis. I like motorcycles. I like dirt bikes. I like anything that, you know, relieves stress to me besides a woman sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So I use, like, adrenaline, like, basically.
Right.
On my time off, I stay moving, though. Like, but that's what I do. I like to hit, like, the lake. You know, I go dirt bike ride, that type of stuff. I ride a Harley and I ride a street bike.
Wow. You know, I try to, like, sit on a motorcycle. I don't know what the name, what, you know, what you call it or whatever. And I said, hey, this looks simple. I see people all the time stopping in the street for the traffic light, so I could sit on this thing. Soon as I put my other leg over Compton, did I not just go to the left, to the left, to the left, like Beyonce song, on the ground, like, really? Could someone help me?
It was too heavy, huh?
Definitely. And I like to think that, you know, I'm a little, you know, a little strong, but no, that was all wrong. My dreams were shattered. Yeah. The strength that I thought I had was gone that moment.
Right. So you quit riding bikes. So.
No, I never even rode one. I actually just sat on it, and that's what happened. Now, imagine if I would have rode it.
Rode it. Okay. Yeah. They are.
Definitely.
Quite,
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, I had no idea, but now I do. I'm in tune now. So,
right.
In your opinion, how have you grown as an artist, you know, starting from where you came from till now? What are the changes that you have seen within yourself without anyone having to tell you anything about it?
Me growing as an artist, basically, from back then to now, I've grown a lot. Basically, I used to be like kind of like a freestyle rapper, just rapping and going along. Now I make actual songs and meanings and stuff I'm going through in life. So I kind of structure myself to be an ideal kind of like commercial single type rapper, other than, you know, just a reflective of Compton, kind of gangster rapper, you know?
Definitely. So we have a question in the chat room, and if you don't mind, may I ask it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I have a question in the chat room. If you don't mind, may I ask the question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, definitely. You know, have you ever thought about giving up, and what made you, you know, stay or, you know, continue to do music?
Yeah, I thought about it. You sometimes, like, when you get shut down so many times, like dealing with people, like you trying to get to another place or you trying to get your song on the radio and you get turned down so many times, you figure, like, how do you get in or whatever. Sometimes you get a little discouraged. But then, again, when people come around and be like, oh, I like your mixtape, or I like that song, or somebody else hits you up and want to do a song with you, or, you know, then it kind of juices you back up. But, like, on the other half of the industry, when you're trying to get in and, like, get to a higher level and people constantly, like, come up with all type of scenarios, first they'll tell you, like, oh, your song is not radio. Then you make a song that's radio. Then they say, oh, that song too slow for what's on the radio right now. You know what I'm saying? So that type of stuff discourages you, like, at times when you're just trying to get to a higher pinnacle. Or you know somebody and you're trying to get a song with somebody, and they figure, like, they don't want to give you that connect because they figure, like, you're going to be further than them. That type of stuff, you be feeling like, maybe, like, since they hate so much, maybe it ain't for you. But I guess it's part of the business, and I learned just, you know, keep pushing. And eventually they made spots for different type of people, and maybe one day it'll have a spot for me, too.
Right, definitely. So what has been, like, you know, out of all the tracks that you put out there and things of that nature, what has been what's the one that has, like, the most reception? Like, you was kind of, like, probably not really feeling it, and you said, okay, let's just, you know, see what happens, and all of a sudden it just, like, ricocheted, like, boom, everybody was, like, into it.
The the Waka Flocka record. That got the most recognition, the most response. Like, and I thought it was just like, you know, just a regular joint. Like, and it kind of like shot up all through the South, shot up on all type of websites. It got Wonder Brothers to contact me too. You know, like, that was like the biggest response I ever got from a record. And I thought it was just going to be, you know, a few type of hustling type brothers in the street or whatever, you know, some dudes that are still in the hood. But it generated kind of fast. And that was the biggest record I got. Well, that started. Since then, I've been growing more. But that got the biggest response from all my records from the beginning.
Definitely, because I checked that out on YouTube. It looked like you guys were having a good time in that video, you, Waka, and all of y'all.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
It's still on YouTube because, you know, I went through some stuff with Brick Squad and Wonder Brothers, and it wasn't too pretty. It wasn't making sense for me. And they actually took everything off of YouTube and iTunes and all that, but I'm still pushing, though.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, so it was up there when I last looked. It could have, you know, came down since then. But,
nah,
you know,
it
looked like you guys...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you seen the video, though?
Yeah, I did see the video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice video. We
yeah,
did.
It was cool.
We was living it up on that video.
Definitely. It was good times, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the hardest part for you about, you know, writing a track?
Just, you know, when you're forcing yourself to do music, I like to just have a vibe. When you become a full job and you gotta have a deadline, that'd be the hardest part. Like, you know, when you writing a track, when you're just forcing and you're writing something just to deliver it to somebody. I like to just wake up and make music. When you turn it on, just make it, and then like that. That's
mm-hmm.
It only be forceful only when somebody give you a deadline or something like, oh, I need this track by you for tomorrow, and whoop, you know, when there's money involved in this business. That's only be the hard times. Other than that, music come naturally. It's easy. It's a blessing.
Right, definitely. Especially when you are born for it. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
if you said Precious, go write a song, I could not do it in a million years because that's not my thing. But I can definitely see how. I'm sorry?
I see your thing is interviewing.
What, you think so? You think I'm doing
yeah.
a good job?
Yeah, you good. You good.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I'm really feeling that. So when you're out in a club, right, say hypothetically, you're out in a club and your track comes on.
Right.
You know, how does it feel like to see people just like into it? You know, tell me about the feedback that you get from that moment.
Well, it actually, when you see them and you see the reaction, you're like, damn, they like my music. It makes you want to go record more. You chase
mm-hmm.
that same high. You feel me?
Mhm.
Like, you chase that same high. So it generates you to go make more music, and you want to make more club music. You want to see them hop around, you know? Like, it gets you to do that. Me being an artist, like, you go right to the studio instead of going to a little after party or going to kick it with somebody. You go hit the studio and turn on that record that you want next. So you always have a record in that club pumping, you feel me, in the club, period. Like,
right.
To keep you on that status.
Definitely, definitely. I love that. So when you perform live, you know, there's so many different, I like to call them, you know, and it's no disrespect to the ladies out there because I'm a woman myself, but, you know, there to me it's like so many different calibers of women. So you have your groupies, you have your fans, you have your supporters. So when you're out there performing live, you know, what's the craziest thing that has happened to you in your experience with a fan?
Oh, with a fan?
Yes.
Oh,
I know you have some kind of crazy story because I feel like laughing. So I hope, yeah.
Nothing, just
I'm waiting
got flashed. Oh, you know, they
you
flash.
You got flashed?
So, yeah, show you your
flash
headlights.
Flash with what, though? Oh, the headlights.
The
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like talking too provocative, you know what I'm saying?
No, I
but
appreciate
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but shout out to the ladies. Yeah, I got flashed.
Yeah, shout out. Exactly. Shout out to the ladies for that. And also, you know, when I was sent your picture, you know, firstly, I posted it, like, you know, Compton Buck's going to be in tune or whatever. I mean, not to say that I was kind of amazed, but I was like, dang, like, you know, it was so many people that probably never come to my page for anything were liking your page on Facebook. I mean, liking your picture. And I was like, damn, he is cute, but, you know, like, you guys don't come to my page for nothing else. What's happening? You know, I have two Facebook pages, but as soon as I put him up, you know, it's a whole, like, ricochet. So I was like, maybe I should, you know, put you on my, you know, what you call that little thing, that little back thing, that display thing? I don't know.
Yeah, your background?
Yeah, put you up there, like, hey, Compton Buck was in tune, and he's been in tune for a month. Like, just keep you up there for a month.
Right, and keep running it. I'd be a nice one to do it. You give me the size you need, and I give you the new bombing photo. I just took a photo shoot yesterday with Ink Tattoo Magazine, so I know it's ink fashion.
Oh my God, that is like my vision.
Yeah,
that's my vision for the next thing for me, my next project. Like, I really want to be in that magazine.
Yeah. Okay.
No, definitely.
Well, All right, well, if you know, I'll try to give you the plug, and I'll tell them what you're doing, and then we do it from there. You know.
That would be so awesome, because you know what? I'm tatted up, Compton.
You tatted?
Like crazy. That's why I want to be in there, because I think I have the look. I think I'll be good, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't think, I thought the picture, from you talking to me, it looked like you got a blouse on, a skirt that go past your knees, like, you know, light-skinned. Mike got a little short cut, that bob kind of cut that comes down to the skin. You feel me? I wouldn't think tattoos, but, you know, you never know what you get behind the voice, you know?
Exactly. So I'm definitely going to follow you on Twitter, and then, you know, maybe you'll show some love and follow back, and then that way, you know, you'll see my pic.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's automatic.
Definitely, because, you know, you was right about the short hair. You was right about the light skin, but the skirts are always above the knee, because I have a tat on my thigh that I like to show, just putting that out there.
Yeah,
like that.
Okay. That's just what I vision, you know?
So you were psychic a little bit, you know? Tomorrow I'm going to be like, what's the numbers for Lotto? For real. I'm impressed.
And I'm blessed in a few ways.
Exactly. So another question was, and from the chat room, how did you feel about, you know, them taking down the video?
Oh.
And you also, they also commented that, you know, you sound so down to earth.
Well, basically, how did I feel? I felt like betrayal from the relationship that I had that was going on with the whole Brick Squad movement and the Waka thing, but, you know, a point of business, some people feel like you're an asset to them, and some people feel like you can be a negative to them, or you can be a plus, or you can be a downfall. But what I got of it is they was just trying to eliminate part of the competition when I was supposed to be there to add and, you know, keep us going like an alternator. You get what I'm saying?
No, I definitely get it.
Yeah. So I feel like you give somebody your all, you treat them like, you know, they're your brother when they come to your part of town, and you do everything for them like you always knew them and did all that. Then when your turn come to pop up and their company, so-called, Wonder Brothers, their parent company want to invest into you, and it has to be on their so-called. So basically I didn't get my shot at that time because of that. But, you know, that's how it goes. So, you know, you have your
definitely
up and down. So, but one
definitely
thing you can't stop is talent. So,
no, that is so true. That is so true. Genuine talent at that, or genuine individual, you know, determined.
Right.
That's so unstoppable on so many levels.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Being down to earth, it's just natural for being from where I came from and not having something, starting to generate an income and be able to build businesses and you know, get paid from being musically. Like, I take it real serious. Like, I don't regret none of it. So that's why I stay down to earth. That's why I don't try to, like, overdo it and be big-headed, because, you know, I could still be without, or I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here at all, because a lot of kids that grew up my age, where I grew up at, ain't even here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how
definitely
I feel about it.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. I definitely do. Another comment in the chat room was, he must not know you're sexy. Aw, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I had to read that one. I had to toot my own horn for 2 seconds and, you know, get back to Compton. But definitely, Thank you, babe. Thank you for that. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to check out. Let me judge that. Everybody.
Yeah, let you judge. Exactly. It's all about perception. It's all about perception.
Yeah.
Definitely. So do you have any, like, you know, future upcoming tours and venues and things like that that you're going to be performing at?
Yeah, I'm putting a tour together right now called F a Cup Tour. I don't want to cut something short. I don't know if it's internet. I don't know.
Go ahead. I'll let you rock. Go ahead.
It's Fuck a Cup Tour. You know, it's a free mixtape tour. I'm giving out 50,000 mixtapes, 43 cities. You know, it begins next month, and they put it together in the Western region. I will be rocking with E40. And the Eastern region is still to come, like, with a few people in the Midwest, basically, that I'll be adding on, like, Short Dog, and we're trying to get in contact with Alley Boy to add him on, you know. Like, I'm trying to get, not go too high with the artist, but not too low, you know.
Right, definitely.
To get the rock with me. But I'm ready to go. Like, I got my music ready. I got my mixtapes pressed up. I was fortunate to buy myself a bus. I got my own transportation, and I'm ready to move.
Definitely. Well, I'm definitely into that, because I was going to ask you, you know, what has been some of the perks, you know, in your career so far? And you definitely just put it out there, a bus, a tour bus. I mean, come on. I don't even have a bicycle, Compton.
No.
I don't have a bicycle. No.
No.
I don't.
Well, then we got to pump up the show. So you can get a little, you got to get a little, you know,
a
little pay from advertisements. Little post on advertisement, and then, you know, you just got to make a few proposals to some of these companies, you know, and then
definitely.
It just turn out right. Maybe
yeah,
you
definitely.
Might get start out big. We might got to have a little Kia commercial on there, and they throw you a car, you just pay the taxes or something. Yeah.
Right. See, you know, this is why we were meant to talk to each other, because, you know, I had no idea. You know, although
right.
I have, you know, one of my business associates, you know, working on some proposals and stuff for me, but that's definitely awesome that you were able to just even reiterate that. So now I know I'm on the right track, and that makes me excited.
Yeah. You got power from behind the mic and airplay and internet. You just got to have the following. Once you have the following, then they want part of that.
Definitely. Definitely. They're going to want a part of it, even without the following, because you know what? It's all about the way you present yourself.
Right.
You know, people would take you with just, you know, coming off a bench if they thought you had what it take.
Right.
Yeah, so right. I'm confident in that way. You can't take that from me. That's genuine confidence.
That's real.
Definitely. So what would you tell someone who's aspiring to be a Compton Buck, you know, Compton's Buck? Like, you know, what choice words would you share with them, you know, from your experience thus far in your career?
Like, personally, you mean, like, to get to where Compton Buck is? Or, like, because, like, basically how you explain it. Run that back by me one more time.
Yeah, like, what kind of choice words would you leave for someone who was interested to, you know, aspiring to be a Compton's Buck, meaning to, you know, go out there and be an artist or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Oh, basically, stay doing you. Don't take no criticism to the heart. You know, really in this business, what I learned is it's hard to deal. Don't deal with no emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, always, like, it's going to be a lot of people that criticize what you do or how they say so. But at the beginning, it'd be a lot of hate. And then once you stay pushing and you doing you and they see that it ain't knocking you down, then it turned to be all love. You know what I'm saying? So just stay pushing on the gas, no brake lights, and then you have a positive outcome. That's all I have to say about it, you know?
Right. That's really true. You know, you have to, you know, start within yourself. And as you say, you know, don't adapt to the emotion of it all. Because
yeah,
it's only
right.
business, you know. And sometimes people, of course, wear their hearts on their sleeve because they're so passionate about pursuing a certain thing that, you know,
right.
your emotions get the best of you.
Right. And you feel like, oh, this person looked this way, but they made it. Or this person this size, but they made it. This person's music ain't that good, but they made it, you know. So,
so it
just be about being consistent at this point, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. but it's a pleasure talking to you, too.
It was a pleasure talking to you. So tell everybody where they can, you know, find Compton's Buck, you know, your, you know, all your social media, et cetera. And if you want to give some shout-outs, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, actually, you can find me on Compton's Buck, C-O-M-P-T-O-N-S-B-U-C-K. That's the Twitter. That's the Facebook. That's the MySpace. Matter of fact, the Facebook is Billionaire Buck. And if you got any serious inquiries, you know, and like for features, you know, music, producing, whatever, writing songs or whatever, however you want to work with me, it's CompasBuck@gmail. And I just want to give a shout out to God for me being blessed, and we can keep it pushing.
Definitely. You know what? This has been a really, really amazing experience for me tonight. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the opportunity to come on and laugh and joke with me and, you know, just be all around well-grounded. I love you for that. So continue doing you and keep me posted for all the upcoming things that you have coming. I'll retweet, I'll tweet, I'll, you know, blast it to the 20,000 listeners that we have. Shout out to you guys.
Right.
And, you know, keep it moving from there. And let me definitely know how your photo shoot goes with Ink Magazine, because I'm totally hyped to see what's happening with that.
All right, I'll send you, actually, can you send me an email over so I can see some things?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, friend you now on Twitter, add you now,
okay.
And then I'll, you know, you could DM me your stuff again,
right.
And then I'll just send it all over to you.
All right, we'll do it from there.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Compton Buck, for being so amazing.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good night. Yeah, guys, so that was Compton Buck. And, you know, Phoenix, you're definitely right, definitely down-to-earth dude, and I can really respect that. I respect that from anyone, anybody who's humble enough to just, you know, tell it like it is, be real about their journey, because so many people, you know, try to flash it around like, you know, this is what it is when it's really not what's happening. And, you know, getting into this whole field of the entertainment world, you know, I'm learning a lot from each and every person that I have on the show, in addition to each and every person that tunes in and call in with questions, because, you know, the point of conversing is basically to gain. So if we're having a conversation or you're tuned in listening and you're not able to walk away with something from, you know, this show, then what was it all for? You know what I mean? So definitely keep in mind that, you know, keep your ears open. Let's just say that. Just keep your ears open, because you never know how you can gain in any situation. That's all I have to say about that. For all those who tuned in, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to get in tune with our guest of the evening, which was International Raw B and Compton's Buck. So if you're not following these young men on Twitter, then take the time to do so now. And International Raw B is at @SmoothRob_B, and Compton Buck is at @BillionaireBuck. So definitely look them up and get in tune to their music. You never know, you know. You never know how much you may like it. You never know how much someone can benefit you for being in tune with them. So with that being said, guys, I'm on tomorrow, and I'm on with Mr. King. He is the author of Let It Be Known, and it's going to be good times, because he's also another person that I hold near and dear. I never met him personally, but just his essence exuberates over the internet, and I'm just totally excited to get the opportunity to talk to him and gain, because everyone that I have on here is definitely a gain. Shout out to Phoenix particularly. That's my girl right there. She holds Miss P down. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, guys, you guys, you know, stay in tune at all times, because you never know what's happening in the world around you. Good night, babies.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.